If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Please Put It In Me. As a professional porn writer, I should be able to find a better way of saying this, but sometimes simplicity conveys meaning far better than detail ever could. I need to ask you a favour. Please will you put it in me? Your dick, I mean. Lest there's any fucking doubt. Your cock, your prick, your penis, put it in me. That's it. That's all I need. That's everything I'm asking and no more. I want you to put your cock inside me. Circumstances have conspired so that I haven't been fucked for weeks. And hear me out on this. I know that weeks is not that long in human years. I've gone months before without it and survived. But these weeks are ones in which I've repeatedly been on a promise. Or not necessarily a promise, but a hope at the absolute minimum. And hope so easily leads to me dwelling on it. The sensation of this or that particular dick sliding deep into my wet cunt, and how I'll tilt my hips to really savour every single inch. So if circumstances conspire to fuck me over, take those hopes and turn them to wishes, which then vanish into thin air. Is it any wonder I'm so desperate for you to put it in me? I need it so much. So fucking much. You don't even have to come if you don't want to. You don't have to fuck me hard if you're tired or whisper horny words if the mood doesn't strike you. No need to change positions 5 times or get me off or even pretend to care if I get off at all. Just put it in me. Put your dick inside me. Get it in. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just fucking put it in. The other day, a man was in my bed. Something I rarely allow, but fuck it, we fell asleep while cuddling. Don't tell the internet, it'll destroy my personal brand. So we were in bed and he was stroking my back really gently, just running his hand over my back and my shoulders and my hair and, sweet holy mother of Christ, my cunt almost hummed with the agony of it, the ache, the glorious pathetic torture that was him not slipping his cock inside and fucking me. I'm primed, mate. So primed and so ready, so please, please put it in me. While bashing out the first draft of this blog post, I got a message from a guy who lives far away. He's far too distant to fuck right now, but that didn't stop me hovering over the keyboard on my phone and almost typing those words anyway. Any chance you could please put it in me? Please, oh please put it in me. One day last week, I'd planned to take my very good mood out on someone. Meet up, have a pint, then hopefully get an invite back to his place so I could wrap my thighs around him and urge him harder, faster, fucking ruin me as I milked his dick with my cunt. Circumstances, they're the real cunts here though, and they didn't let it happen in the end. There was this gut punch moment of extreme hotness though, just after I'd beaten him at a game and playfully asked him what I'd won. He looked at me darkly and responded, "What do you want?" And yeah, you know what I said. You fucking know what I said. I said, I want to get fucked. He kissed me then, reached across the table with his big strong arms and grabbed the back of my neck and dragged me up and towards him till I was half standing and we were snogging in the middle of the pub. And let me tell you, my cunt fucking gushed. The next morning, I woke up to the mental image and the physical tingling in my neck that reminded me of that kiss across the table. And holy fucking shit. Where was I? Oh yeah. Put it in me. I need to get fucked. Frankly, I don't even need it to be a full fuck. Like I say, nothing fancy. No special requests. No need for bells and whistles. Just put it in me. Another day, I was going to go to a sex party, and then we couldn't go, for extremely valid reasons, but still, put it in me. Please, please, please. Back to the first man again, one who sometimes lets me ride his dick like I'm halfway to winning the Grand National. He told me he wasn't that horny lately, so sex probably wasn't on the cards. A heads up I was grateful for, because it meant I didn't build myself up for something that was unlikely to happen. I spent the entire day being extremely restrained. Good, even. I really wanted him to put it in me. And sometimes it's worth asking, right? Even if you think the answer's no? At about 1 in the morning, my resolve utterly shattered. I turned to him and said, "Okay, I'm totally going to respect your no if that's the answer. And I know you said you probably don't want to shag, but I'd kick myself if I didn't at least attempt to offer this counterpoint. Please." I'm not proud, my friends. Never proud. Pride is merely a curtain to rip aside so I can get to the trophy in the display cabinet beyond. The prize that is you putting your rock-hard cock all the way into my cunt. I need someone to put it in me. Slowly, if possible. One long, slow, firm thrust, so I can feel every atom of it on the instroke. All quick, if that's what you want. Like I say, I'm not fussy. If you'd rather slam it home nice and deep in a split second, I'm good with that too. You can call me baby while you do it, if that's what you want. Call me pathetic or bitch or even someone else's name. Cover my face with a pillow and pretend I'm a fucking fleshlight, if that's what works for you. Just please, put it in me. Your dick, inside me. I'll be so sated. So happy. So fucking grateful. If you'd please, just once, just a bit, put it in me. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. A quick note to add at the end of this one, because although I would hope this is obvious to everybody, it's not always sometimes clear from context, and this is the internet, so it's always better to be clear. I am lamenting my own pathetic horn in this post. I am not lamenting the fact that sometimes men say no to me. That's fine. Their consent is important too. Sometimes people just can't have sex because they aren't in the mood, or they're busy, or poorly, or tired, or their boss calls because the servers are fucked, or the fire alarm goes off in the building or something. Life happens. It's entirely valid, completely fine. I like it when men say no to me. I have a lovely time with all the men mentioned in this post, even when they don't put it in me. That's why I like them enough to want them to put it in me in the first place.